Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. Now, if you're just tuning in, you know I always like to have some amazing entrepreneurs share their stories of success, what got them to where they are today, to help you win the battle for business each and every day. And today's guests are a special tandem, a father-son tandem, John and Mark Cronin. They are the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. And the thought behind this, and we ask ourselves a question in business, can you have business and go for profit and still support a great social cause? Can the two coexist? And today's guests are absolute proof that the answer is yes. And John's mission certainly is spreading happiness and awareness about the social cause that is Down syndrome, and also, what I think is an amazing part of the story, the huge potential that people with differing abilities have. And so they're here with me today. They're sharing the story of John's Crazy Socks. And I've been lucky enough to get one of the pairs, and it is beautiful. It's the there's a particular name. It's got sharks on it. It's blue.
Shark attack socks.
I wish I had time to change before the show. It kind of matches my jacket here. You know, these are, I will proudly wear these. Awesome socks. And certainly it's not just socks because, you know, Mark, as you said earlier, there's a million people who sell socks, but it's your why. When you guys first started selling, I think it was December 2016, you just, you know, just jumped in the pool, the deep end. Mm-hmm. 2017 and 2018, your success, the volume, the sales would be the envy of many a startup. What were some of your numbers? I mean, really, the numbers are amazing. What happened?
We've been very fortunate. and it does start with that why.
Right.
And knowing who you are, and then you have to make that manifest in everything you do. So we're very conscious. We have created this social enterprise, as you've said. Mm-hmm. We have both a social mission and a business mission.
Sure.
We've built it on four pillars: inspiration and hope.
Give it back. Start you can love. Make a partner.
And we carry each of those out. You know, so, you know, for example, making it personal.
Right.
What goes in every package?
I put in candy and taking your hour.
Right. So.
So we have in every package. So
you get a thank you note from John. You get candy. I mean, this is what you get when you get from us, right? You get your package, and on the outside is our logo, which is John's smiling face.
Right.
You open it up, you get your socks. You get a handwritten thank you note from John, and on the backside of that is the story of John's Crazy Socks and how we hire people with differing abilities and the money we raise to give back to charities. You get candy. You get two discount cards.
One for customers, one and give to a friend.
Right? So share it with a friend, okay.
So you're not just getting socks.
Right.
You're getting this little package of happiness.
A dose of happiness.
Dose of happiness.
A dose of happiness.
And it stands out because, as John will point out, Jeff Bezos is not sending a thank you note and candy in his Amazon package.
I've never gotten candy or a thank you note from Mr. Bezos, just to tell you. So already you guys are ahead of the competition.
So it starts, you know, you've got to answer that question of why. You've got to have your why. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have, as an old mentor of mine would say, you've got to have the goods. Mm-hmm. Then we have been very fortunate with both media coverage and some viral events.
Social media has treated you guys well, but it's a great story. You just don't get, you know, viral events if it isn't a great story.
Right. And we work hard at that, of building a community. So we, in 2017, mm-hmm. our first year in business,
right?
We shipped 42,710 orders and had 1.7 million in revenue.
So your first full year in business, 42,000 orders.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then last year was, while it was our second full year, was also a bit of an aberration, mm-hmm. because we had multiple viral events.
Hold on a second, Mark. Right. You just said multiple viral events. I've been in business for a long time. I haven't had a viral event. And you guys had multiple viral events in one year.
And some of it, you can't just order that up.
Of course not.
And,
no.
And if I had the answer, we would do it every week, right? You have to have something. You've got to have that story. You've got to have that why. You've got to deliver on the goods, and you've got to be ready when it happens.
Sure.
Media begets media. Mm-hmm. Right? So when we go on a show, if we perform well, mm-hmm. if we have a message that moves people and attracts listeners or eyeballs,
right.
then other people want us on shows.
Sure. Right?
But I'll give you one example, and we can't claim credit for this, right? There are some things that happen to us. So January is a slow retail month.
Right.
Right? Everybody spends all their money at Christmas. We enter January of 18, and we're prepared for a slow month.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In the middle of the month, BBC One News mm-hmm. ran a story on us. We were expecting maybe a little blip with our overseas orders.
Okay.
They then took that piece and put out a video, and that's common practice. It's a nice video. It's not an extraordinarily good video. But the last I looked, it had 44 million views.
44 million.
You can't.
No. You can't buy that.
John described his kind of sock buddy relationship with President Bush.
Sure.
Right? Well, after the funeral of Mrs. Bush, mm-hmm. that led to a media frenzy. Right?
Yeah.
Now, that was genuine. That relationship had been going on for a year.
Right.
But those things happen. But I'll give you a flip example. Both Microsoft and Google called us up, and they wanted to make videos about our business.
Really?
Actually, in both cases, it was producers that called us up and said, we got to find a way to get, you know, they work for Google, to get Google to pay for this. So Google came in, and by the way, you can see who has the money. The largest film crew that we have seen has had four people in it. A producer, a reporter, a cameraman, and a sound guy.
Right, right.
Google shows up with 19 people for 3 days. Half of whom came from the West Coast.
Filming you guys for 3 days?
And they made a gorgeous video. And they decided to release it last year.
Right.
On Father's Day weekend. Because they were looking at the father-son story. So they put out a blog article.
Right.
On the Friday before Father's Day. They put the video out on their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And on Father's Day itself, there was a link to that video from the Google homepage. We asked them, they told us a week ahead of time that they were going to do that. We said, what sort of traffic should we expect? You know, what's the data you have?
How many socks do you have?
And their first response was, we don't have any data. I was like, wait a second, you're Google. And then they came back with some extraordinary number. So we got an extra inventory. We had everybody come to work on Father's Day so that we could stay ahead of the curve. And it was a big nothing.
Right.
Last I looked at video, and this is nice, but over now almost a year and a half, had 40,000 views.
But the BBC one,
had
40 million. Yeah, you can't, it's so hard, you can't predict it.
Right.
You can't predict it.
So last year, our second year, we shipped 144,000 orders,
mm-hmm.
and we had $5.5 million in revenue.
In just your second year?
In our second year.
That's a tremendous second year for just about any business.
Oh, incredible.
I mean, phenomenal.
Right. This year, glass half full, glass half empty.
Sure.
The good news is we're going to do double what we did in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
If you came to me and said, Mark, would you like to double in 2 years? That's where do I sign up?
Sure.
And we'll be down about 40% from what we did last year.
Well, A18, like you said, had that kind of hockey stick effect where, right. And then, you know, there's the impact of the viral, the social media going viral. You don't know that.
And some of our challenges, and I share this because I think entrepreneurs sometimes want to talk about how they make everything work and it's all hard work
stop.
And brilliance.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's not.
You know, there is the factor of luck.
Of course.
And we'll
all take it.
And it's not always even. So even that first year, we had our first kind of viral experience in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Things went crazy, mm-hmm. almost put us out of business. As you grappling, we went from 50 orders one day to 1,000 orders the next.
Right. Your head is spinning. Yeah.
Right. You know, here's one example. I went to Best Buy one night mm-hmm. to buy another computer so we could have another packing station, and I recruited two of their employees to come work for us the next day just to fill orders. We were in temporary office space in Huntington Village
right.
in this old house that was built in 1741 and converted to office space. And they say, you know, they don't make it like they used to. Thank God. It had rolling floors, tilted stairways, low ceilings.
Right.
One day a tractor trailer pulls up in front of this house and says, "Where's your loading dock?"
Oh gosh.
Like, we couldn't keep the inventory in. We had no place to put it. Because we were blessed with a viral explosion. So you have to be careful. You can't say
success can sometimes not be a great thing.
But even then, so we had this explosion in the spring.
Right.
And then we find out people don't buy socks in the summer.
Mm.
So we're out of money. We were bootstrapping. We ran out of money. We had to let everybody go. It's John and me again.
Right.
By ourselves. I'm looking, saying, but it looked like we made money. And my accountant is saying, you did. Go look in your warehouse because there was now inventory. And then it came up again. Right. We had a wild fourth quarter.
All the lessons, from inventorying and trying to, time that right, which is not easy, the effects of social media.
Right.
Let's talk about this. So now you're in your third full year. It was 17, 18, and now you're almost into your full third year. Beyond the socks, of which you have over 2,000 varieties, there's a very special element to that, which I think is, again, going back to the why, is the workforce that you have. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but...
Well, over half of our employees have a differing ability.
Right.
And it's simple. It's not altruism. We don't give anybody a job. Everybody earns their job. But we're simply looking for the best employees,
mm-hmm.
which means there has to be a cultural fit. They've got to work within our culture, buy into our mission, and they've got to have the skills.
Right.
The fact that we hire people with differing abilities gives us a competitive advantage. I'll give you an example. So much of what we do is we run our own pick and pack warehouse,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody who sells online has to have a pick and pack warehouse. The largest ones are now run by, not surprising, Amazon.
Sure, of course.
And if you sell on Amazon, they put a lot of pressure on you
mm-hmm.
to use their fulfillment services.
Sure.
So we have our own. Our starting position are pickers. We call them sock wranglers. Right?
Sock wranglers, I love it.
So to get that job, you come in, you meet with John and me. We want you to know the mission. We want you to know mm-hmm. what we're doing for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free training from one of our current sock wranglers. And when you're ready, you have to pass the sock wrangler test.
So I have to ask, what's the sock wrangler test?
You have to pick 6 orders in 30 minutes or less and be accurate.
Good. Okay.
You can take as long as you'd like to get ready for that. So we haven't hired anybody who hasn't passed that test.
So if you fail the sock wrangler test,
you don't get offered.
You're not going to get hired.
The most challenging example we had was Leah, right? Leah was there. She didn't want to take that test.
She didn't want to take it. Okay.
And we're coming saying, we're not paying you until you pass that test. And we know you can do this.
Right.
And one day she came in, was very upset, saying, "My daddy said I have to take the test today." "Don't worry, you're going to do great." Well, she didn't. She didn't pass the test. And then we sit down, like, what are we going to do? She just wanted to keep coming to work. But we didn't want to take advantage of her. But we're not going to give her something. She's got to earn it. Because that would undermine the dignity.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever happens with folks. So we sat with her and her family. And they pleaded, please let her come because she's just going to sit at home. Okay. So she comes and she's happy now. But Leah, you got to pass that test. She didn't want to take it. She takes it again, and she fails. And that's when we realize this is on us. We gave her the test without her knowing it, and she passed with flying colors. And she's great. And that's part of it.
Right.
Is we have to look at ourselves. Microsoft, and we do a lot of work with Microsoft, they are fiercely competitive looking for first-rate programmers. Well, it turns out a lot of people on the autism spectrum are great programmers. But Microsoft wasn't hiring them. And then they realized the problem was not the applicant. The problem was them, was Microsoft.
And how are they looking at who would be available participants?
So they've changed their hiring practices. And now they hire people. They've got a different way of evaluating employees.
Right.
They hire people on the autism spectrum. It turns out they're great employees, and that gives them a competitive advantage. For us, here on Long Island, there's a growing labor shortage.
Absolutely.
Right? So last holiday season, there were employers who couldn't hire enough people. And as a result of that, they either didn't earn all the money they could have, or they had to pay overtime and overpay for the services they
had. Right, right.
We had 70 people working with us. We had everybody lined up by October to fill in those jobs simply because we said we will open it up and hire people with differing abilities. And we're not, we don't have a special
that's
source.
That's just a smart business.
Yes,
it's
just that's smart, the yeah. point.
Yeah, you have this available talent pool that is not being seen for what they really are capable of. So they're not getting the interviews. They're not getting brought in to see.
They can't get past the drop-in.
Right, exactly. And so now you recognize this, obviously. The tie-in is perfect with John's Crazy Socks. Again, the awareness and giving the opportunity and understanding what are the abilities of those with differing abilities. And so now you've actually eliminated one of the top problems of employers, at least on Long Island, and it's that labor shortage.
And yes.
Again, which is
and
just
simply focus on what people can do, right?
Let's talk about this for a second. So you talk, I mean, again, John, you have to feel so proud of the success you guys have had in not even your first 3 years. And I know you get asked a question a lot, or I have to imagine, because you guys have had some amazing press coverage out there. What's your favorite sock?
my favorite socks are Down Syndrome Superhero.
The Down Syndrome Superhero sock.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
I love flying over the weekend on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm wearing poop emoji socks.
Poop emoji socks?
Only on the weekend.
Just on. All right. So wait. This is an important question. You don't go to the office with your poop emoji socks.
No.
Okay. No, that wouldn't be right. No, I appreciate that. So on the weekend, you have some fun. You wear the poop emoji socks.
Right.
Now, may I ask a personal question? What socks are you wearing today?
Today, I'm wearing Spring Happiness.
Spring Happiness.
We have a line of Johnism socks, and sure. One of them is spreading happiness. Right?
Spreading happiness.
You were showing all the viewers, all the listeners who can't see.
Right, right, because we're radio. So we've got these a nice. What color would that be? It's like a teal.
Teal
blue, very nice. And we're spreading happiness, running up and down the leg. Spreading happiness.
Yeah.
And you're all about happiness. You know, one of the things that sticks out, I mean, there's so many things that stick out about the story of John's Crazy Socks, but when you ship out a package and you get the hand note and you get the story and then you get the candy, I don't know if you realize just how, I think you do realize, but I mean, it's such a personal touch in such a digital world. I think that's just I love that part of it. It really connected with me.
Once you start, you know, we get asked a lot, you know, what's the secret handshake? How do you make this happen? You know, and one of my answers is, well, you have to believe. Right?
Right.
So if you start by saying, we really care about our customers, and we want to make a personal connection.
Right.
that will then make itself manifest in everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
So when we first started, that very first day,
mm-hmm.
right, we're in Huntington. Most of our orders were local.
Sure.
So how did we deliver those?
I did a home delivery.
Home delivery?
And he still does home deliveries.
I did.
If we...
Wait, to this day, you're still doing some home deliveries?
Our office is in Melville. We live in Huntington Village.
Okay.
If an order comes in between Melville and Huntington Village, and we're going home that night, John will knock on your door and deliver it.
I will do it.
If you post a video on our website, our Facebook page, or our Instagram account.
Oh, I do video videos.
John will do a thank you video.
Wow.
Here's another way.
Jeff Bezos isn't doing that.
No.
No, he's not.
So we give out candy.
Right.
One of our happiness packers.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting around thinking, what else can we do for our customers? And she looks and she says, you know what? We sell socks for diabetics. Here we are sending candy to a diabetic.
Right. That's a really good
So now
thought.
We have a collection of sugar-free candy that we send out.
Wow.
And it's just a matter of paying attention. And then the customers, you know, if you take care of people, they'll take care of you. So we have over 20,000 online reviews, and 96% of those are 5-star reviews.
Wow.
It's just... It's, you know, what's the cliche? It's blocking and tackling. It's the nuts and bolts
right.
of paying attention and delivering on what you say you're going to do and right. believing in what you do.
Did you think it would have? Are you surprised? Are you shocked? You have to pinch yourself sometimes at the success, at the attention.
Absolutely. I mean, there's first of all. We didn't do a business plan.
Right.
And if I did a business plan that said, well, in our second year, we'll do $5.5 million, you would have laughed at me.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we're not surprised anymore.
Right. Right.
But it is one of the special things. Like, listen, part of what we do, because
mm-hmm.
right, it's not just hiring people, it's showing what people can do. We do advocacy work. So we go down to Capitol Hill on mm-hmm. a regular basis, and we've been very fortunate to testify before Congress twice. To sit there with my son.
Twice you've testified before
yes,
Congress.
To sit there on Capitol Hill and look at him and realize we're about to testify before Congress.
Right.
Is an amazing thing.
Right. I will give me a chance. Every day, I'm showing possible. I'm down to testifying. I'm showing possible. I can do. I can't do. I cannot do. I had down this room. A down this room never hold me back. I always get up. I can do.
And it's
so you don't, John. It's. People are listening to your words, and they can hear your passion. And I'm fortunate I'm sitting right next to you. I can see, I can feel your passion. And a lot of people might say it in this world, but I know you believe it.
Right.
You see that you're thinking not what's impossible, but you're seeing everything that's possible to you.
Right.
Just go and do.
Right.
Right. It's one of the things that we recognize. We have no excuses. We don't have a board to blame this on. We don't have headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just us.
Right.
Right? And, you know, one of the things I tell folks, John has no guile, and I'm too old to care.
Yeah, my dad is old.
This is just who we are. And, you know, and I don't think there's nothing that we do that's rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that we do that's uniquely innovative. We have put into the congressional record, we're just a couple of knuckleheads from Long Island selling socks.
Death for your dad.
And that's part of it. If we can do this, you can do it too.
Of course. And this is the Profit Express. Today we have with us the father-son tandem of John and Mark Cronin, the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks, where beyond just having a great business model, there is the spreading of the social cause, the promotion and creating awareness for Down syndrome and really understanding the capabilities of those who have differing abilities. To have you guys in the studio sharing your story is powerful. I feel really fortunate to have you guys here today. A few more quick questions. What is going to be the big selling sock for the Christmas season coming up?
Well, we're introducing for the first time a line of socks that John has helped design of Christmas socks.
I love it.
But one of the things that we've learned, there is no one best-selling sock.
Right.
It's the opportunity for you to go and find what's going to express it for you. And for some people, it's a barbecue sock for a guy. For some people, it's a wine sock, mm-hmm. or it's a border collie sock as mm-hmm. opposed to the bulldog sock. Mm-hmm. For some, it's a Barack Obama sock, mm-hmm. and for others, it's a Donald Trump sock. And
Well, seeing your socks, the literary sock on George Bush, 41st president, seeing on his feet at the funeral, and seeing he also wore the superhero sock, right? That's an amazing thing. I mean, I'm sitting here in awe. So then, if you could, where would you see yourself? Where would you hope to be from the social cause perspective? Forget about the success. I'm seeing great success for you. From the social cause perspective, where would you hope to see the message of John's crazy socks in 5 years?
Well, first of all, assume nothing about his success. Every day we have to kind of fight.
I got to say that. You can't, but yes, go ahead.
We have to fight to,
you're absolutely
to make
right.
it work,
mm-hmm.
right? We want to reach more people. So we want to show more people what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We want to grow the business so we employ more people. We're
right.
going to open a warehouse store. We'd like to open an adjoining cafe because we host school tours.
Mm-hmm.
We host work groups. We get tourists that come in.
You're hosting tours already?
Yeah, we host.
Really?
We'll host 6 to 8 school tours a week. And we do virtual tours. We do Skype tours
around
the world. We do. So it's reaching more people. We have some ideas that might sound crazy, but at this point, nothing is crazy anymore. We've spoken to people about doing a reality TV show.
Oh, gosh.
One thing we would love to do, if there's a producer out there, I would love to get an old bus, kind of, I'm dating myself, like the Partridge Family bus. Retrofit it so we could
come on, get happy. I mean, it's
pop
perfect.
Up to a pop-up store and take a bunch of our folks,
sure.
get on that bus and drive around
idea.
The country.
I love that idea.
And John's Crazy Socks meets America.
John's Crazy
do it
Socks.
Pop-up shops, home deliveries, and let's film the whole thing.
And swimming pool.
You want a swimming pool.
And a swimming pool.
And let's go show what can happen.
Keep spreading the message. Keep spreading the happiness.
But that's... It's all of a whole,
right?
So to make this work, it has to be a great place to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built on respect and fun, right?
I think you guys are doing that.
We've created a unified workplace
mm-hmm.
where people with differing abilities work side by side, mm-hmm. neurotypicals, if you will.
Right.
And you might think that the benefits accrue to the people with differing abilities. It accrues to everybody.
Yeah.
So we want to grow that, and we want other people to see it and copy it. Let's get that message out to more. Let's show more people what's
Well, listen,
possible.
I'm happy to share the message. John, you're awesome. I love your energy. I love your passion for what you do. Mark, it's a pleasure. John's Crazy Socks. Spreading awareness of Down syndrome and the abilities of those with differing abilities right here in the Prophet Express. You know what? Thank you for sharing the story. It was a blast.
I want to share something too.
Sure, go ahead.
I just want to let everyone to know I've followed your hearts, followed your dreams, followed your can do. Every day is strong possible. Go out there. I find a way to come through.
Pretty cool. And the other thing?
Yeah.
It's johnscrazysocks.com, right?
Yes. Please go to johnscrazysocks.com and check out our subscribers and go to Facebook page, Twitter page, and Instagram page.
You're good, John. You're really good here on The Profit Express. That's how you end a radio show. And this is The Profit Express. Until next time.